Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Business owners nationwide scrambling to figure out what the Trump tariffs mean for them. Beth Bagnicki owns a baby furniture business in Minnesota and says the sudden 145% tariff on Chinese goods could kill her business.
I have a significant amount of debt because it was a big investment and a big risk to go into Walmart and Target. It's a big step for our business, and it was a risk I was willing to take because it was the next big milestone for our company. But to get that loan, I had to leverage my house. So now if I default on that loan, I could lose my home.
Some, including some farmers, though, are calling for patience, saying this will make things more equal in the long run. China's economy grew at a robust 5.4% annual pace in the first quarter, but that was ahead of the Trump tariff announcements. Federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her order to facilitate the return of a man wrongfully sent to El Salvador. This is ABC News. AOC and Bernie Sanders bringing their Fight the Oligarchy tour, as they call it, to Folsom, California. The two lawmakers have been touring the country, drawing large crowds, even in some Republican strongholds.
If we are going to defeat Trumpism, if we're going to create the kind of nation that we know we can become, it's going to take millions and millions of working people standing up together.
The top aide to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been escorted out of the Pentagon. He is now on administrative leave. Dan Caldwell was demoted after a story about a possible top secret briefing for Elon Musk was leaked, but it's unclear if that was the exact reason why. Man wearing a gas mask pushed his way through metal detectors at the Woburn, Massachusetts courthouse this week. He pepper sprayed three police officers. They were hospitalized but are okay. He was then arrested. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Do you have some old books lying around and you don't really know what to do with them? I have just the thing for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can join the Flower Bar and Book Swap at Hello Honey Floral on Wednesday, April 23rd from 5 till 8 p.m. Basically, if you have some old books lying around, bring them in and find some new ones to take home. Plus, there's going to be a flower bar where you can create your own bouquet by the stem. Go ahead, check it out by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like once again they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigvi Olsen and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Not bad out there. I mean, not great, but it's trying. Yeah, it's like one of those things.
If our show was on at noon, it would be great.
Yes.
50 at noon. Right?
Yes.
You see that?
Boy, that wind again yesterday afternoon, walking around. It was just clobbering from all sides. Are they having the kite thing anymore in Trivers? Do they still have that?
Well, did they move that? It's in July, but you know what? They moved it from here, right? It used to be, they had one in Green Bay.
Well, it was at Neshoto.
Yeah.
But then did they move it again or something? Because that was huge, look into that. Right?
Last year was the last year they did it in Two Rivers.
All right. Okay.
Beyond that,
Did anybody pick it up then?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That was a great event.
That was huge.
And we had that running of the balls.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a huge thing.
Running of the what?
The balls. That's the kite behind you, like the parachute.
Okay.
I took second a lot.
Did you really?
I never won. Although I grabbed the trophy one time from the guy and took a picture.
I hope you did.
I swear to God. No.
I hope you did better than Vance.
Oh, yeah. I heard
did
that.
Did you see that at the Ohio State thing?
No, I heard that.
Oh, busted the trophy. They must make these trophies kind of cheap or something. And it wasn't one of the ones made here in Green Bay. But it just came apart like it was weird. Did you see that?
Did he drop it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it hit the ground, but they like bobbled it and it kind of went like whatever.
It fell apart? Wow. Yes, I heard that. Who was there?
I don't know. Their team captain, maybe. Ohio State's team captain.
Well, okay. I heard that. Yeah.
It was awkward looking.
I'm going to find that picture before. It's on my phone.
Dig it out there.
Yes, that was a great event. And the beach, we talked about Shoto Beach. That's LA Beach. That's beautiful down there. So
Although it used to be a lot bigger.
Well, it depends. Yes.
How high the water is. But right. I bet that's come down 50 feet. Mm-hmm. Don't you think they've lost about 50 feet of beach?
It'll be back, but you're right.
But it's a wonderful walkway. I mean, got the, everybody always wants, this always happens. You go on those trips to Mexico or wherever, it's like, I'm going to get up at 6 and walk the beach. I'm going to run the beach. Yeah, you go walk in that beach sand for a while.
Man.
100 yards, let's turn around. Let's go. That was our walk on the beach at
sunrise.
That is
work. Yeah, that's why trails are great.
Yeah. But they got that nice, cement walkway there down to like towards the lighthouse. And I don't know why. I know they don't even listen to us hardly in Two Rivers because where our signals go. But, boy, that area, I can just brag about that all the time, too.
Yeah, we like that.
I mean, all these areas. I mean, Green Bay is Green Bay, which is, awesome with everything you got there. But some of these just a little bit out of the way. I'm not talking about, hour and a half. I'm just kind of close little
20 minutes
things.
Off the beaten path.
Yes.
And it's great. But
all right.
So yesterday, we had our show, Aaron Popke, on, and I was telling you this morning before we came on, I think the draft is heating up a little bit. We kind of talked like 2 weeks ago. It's like, oh, you guys feeling it? Does it feeling the buzz? But yesterday, and then I taped my show for Sunday, and we had the Stadium View came on, and the Parks Department, and of course Patty Kiwis came back on and talked about this shuttle service. And I asked her, I said, "What are you hearing?" She goes, "It's a lot. We're hearing a lot. People are asking, and because they don't like people don't. There's not really one great source of information. It's a little bit fragmented."
Okay, I'm gonna just tell you something. I was at a place yesterday. I'm not even gonna say where, but right here on Washington. Uh-huh. And the proprietor was asking me questions, right, too. Because I was talking about the transits and the bus. He goes, where are they going to stop? I go, right outside your door. He goes, are you serious? I go, yeah. He goes, when was that decided?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it needs to be now.
And we have, we had a meeting Monday, and, we got over, we got, 100 people at the community shelter. And I was telling them, you guys, the bus is free and it picks up every 15 minutes. And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no,
that's what I mean.
Right on the corner.
A guy right down the street here is saying the same thing.
Thanks for,
it's like, time to get it out now. No more waiting.
And what's getting out is great news.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We can help. We can help. So we're going to talk about that. And I guess you can talk about anything too much, but I think it's okay because. It's not like, I heard that. I'm sick of hearing about the transit. It's like, okay, what? Are you kidding me? And it's free and it's every 15 minutes? It's like, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. And it's from, the 10 in the morning till 10 at night. So there's just some cool stuff going on.
And I get people. I know some people just, they don't want to give up their cars, whatever. But, oh, man.
Oh, no.
I will say this. At least right now, plan-wise, because you know how things, some of the great plans can go down to the, whatever. But right now, I don't see a benefit in driving in amongst all that stuff versus going to a really big parking lot and 15 minutes or get on this and they drop you off right at the front gate and you walk in. Why you would deal with that? And I'm sorry for all the folks that are, parking, people on parking.
Right.
And all the folks who are coming from out of the area, I'm sure they'll do it. But all I'm saying is I don't want to mess with that traffic right around there.
Right. And they pick you up at the same place they drop you off. It's not one of these, where do I get picked up?
Right.
What time are you going to be here? No, we're going to be here every 15 minutes, the same place we dropped you off. So I don't know. I think it's so walkable then, everything, right? Because you can go to the Packer Experience.
Right.
And I should say that. They don't like that. The NFL Experience, which is free. Do all that stuff, the photo ops, and play a lot of those games and things that they have for families or for adults. And then, 5 o'clock, you walk in and the NFL draft starts. And then, of course, Stadium View, and there's so many things going on, and Doozies and Badger State. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a cool experience, and I don't know what day you're going to spend there, but you can spend a day there.
Oh, easy, just wandering.
Right. So, anyway.
Truthfully, though, one of the things that just pees me off so bad is my stupid Achilles type thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to be walking around over there with a boot. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I have a new, ever since this stupid thing has happened to my Achilles tendon, I have a lot more empathy to anybody that has to go out and walk around a bunch and you got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound like that, whatever, but it's like, why now does that thing have to flare up?
I told you if you get a wheelchair, I'll push you around.
All right.
So we get even better access.
Actually, you know what I'd prefer?
What's it, a little cart?
Those little rickshaws. I'd like for you to pull me in a rickshaw.
No, that won't happen.
Why not? I think we could get fundraising.
Absolutely.
Todd?
Yep.
There you go.
Todd, how's this? I'll park at Jim's. Actually, he's got a little industrial thing that he's got on the side for money under the table. But we could do a thing there. Start it there, and we'll time it for charity. For Jim's charity.
I'm not going to pick. Those are hard,
if you can beat like 5 minutes to get me from the quick trip on Lombardi to, the main stage area, how long would it take you to do that?
That wouldn't take that long, would it?
We'll give you 5 minutes?
No, it was 10.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes, I get you there.
Todd, I think it's going to be a great fundraiser.
No, but those are harder than you think. Maybe a golf cart. I would do it in a golf cart. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I could drive my own golf cart, Jim.
That's true. Okay.
Todd.
Anyway.
I try to raise money for him.
I know. It's okay.
All right.
Oh, here. Now, this is we talked about this yesterday a little bit. So, Brian just texted in that I've taken the bus for games the last several years.
And he says it's fantastic.
That is so much fun.
And that's
fun.
From Brian, who's normally pretty caustic towards us.
That is fun. So, we pick up the bus, and they drop you off. That's right on Lombardi, and they have those different, that is fun. And the people on the bus, and, there's a lot of the visiting teams on the bus because we pick it up downtown here. And I don't know what it is about a bus, but boy, people get along. And there's some people are singing on the bus, and it's just I'm not kidding you guys. It's
please don't sing next to me on a bus. Please don't do that.
Just, and they drop you off, they pick you up, and it's great, and it's free. Now that's sponsored by Miller, but this for the NFL draft, I think this is being asked, Patty. I think the city's sponsoring that. So
got
anyway,
thing here, great fundraising idea to feed the homeless. Milton pulling Mino in a rickshaw. What do you think?
And I think if he turned around and looked who was the passenger, I'm not sure he'd go.
Got another one
fast.
Here. Good morning, gents. Have a great day. See you before or during the draft. Michael from Madison.
Yeah.
Also, Mino, get a scooter.
You know what? I
see people in those. Actually, at UWGB last week, when there was a girl, and I saw where you're kneeling on it type thing. Those look awkward. Like, they'd be hard to drive. Are they?
Those are for people like you that just have either in like recovery. Those aren't like the scooters that Michael's talking about.
You got
right.
Like one neon type of thing.
You know those?
But it just seems. And William says maybe Newman or Kramer could pull your rickshaw. It's a great episode. Yeah. Great episode.
That scooter thing, he may be onto something there.
I wonder if he could even bring those in.
I know.
I don't know.
And then do they, you know, is there a means test for that? Do they test it and say, get up and walk around? You know what I mean? Like, would anybody try to scam it just to go on a scooter?
Oh, I thought you meant I couldn't drink. Would I get busted? It's like, whoa. Really?
But, yeah, I don't know. That's going to be hard to maneuver that. I mean, there's a lot of standing room.
I know.
There. A lot of standing
room. Yeah. I'll just wait and see how it is.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Anyway, I'm getting more fired up about that thing. I think it's going to be a good time.
Well, you know, it's almost like there's enough prep. Okay, let's do it.
Finally.
It's like, let's do it. It's almost like the Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's play the game.
Yeah, right.
Let's play the game. Yes. Got a text here. Michael says, we have a chauffeur driving us.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Lisa. Oh, I'm Michael. I'm big time. Michael, we're going to have quiche on the way to the draft. Lisa will be making quiche. Yes. Yep. All right. So what else going on today? Wednesday, April 16th, Librarian Day.
Woo. Let's get those glasses on. There we go.
You
perfect.
Of all people. You like the library.
Love the library. You know what's funny? So I got a notice, you know, an email. Your books are overdue. The Commodore of Auschwitz and the so-and-so. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, to get your little list, I got to go to this, got to, you know, and it's like, is it still like 5 cents a day or something? That's always been pretty, one of the best rates that there is in the world is
overdue library books. Yeah.
I mean, that's always been, and they're always so cordial about it.
They are. Yeah.
I think that, I love libraries. I would work in a library or a museum, I would work in a heartbeat.
That is a great, great service. It is, just is, and I don't.
Only one issue with me.
What's that?
I'd be like reading a book. I'd be like, sir, could you, what?
Could you keep it down? You're real loud. You're one of those guys.
Wait, no. Could you tell me where the, so-and-so?
Oh.
Okay. I'd like go over there and then go left. No. Go over there. Go right. And then go left. And there's a lady. Go down. Ask her.
Exactly.
Totally you. Yes.
100% be me.
Yes. Birthday.
Oh.
90.
Bobby Vitt. What a voice.
Oh, man.
She wore blue.
Oh, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Give him a day.
Velvet.
That's close.
Bluer than velvet.
Oh, man.
I grew up
this
with
guy is
these albums
awesome.
Every Saturday morning while my sisters were, like, cleaning the house.
Oh, my
listening
God.
To Bobby Vitt.
No, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Man. No. All right, we got another quick break. We got a great lineup. Stay with us.
She wore blue velvet.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight. Fox River Drive.
Appleton.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Polish Prince.
I'm okay with this.
This guy's awesome.
I think we could play this kind of music all day long. I'd be cool with it.
We should. Yeah. Honor him. 90 years old.
Who else say? Oh, Todd, you see who passed away?
What? Yeah, Wink Martindale.
Yes.
91, though.
Right.
91.
Yeah.
Can I be honest about something?
Yeah.
Not my favorite game show host.
Wink.
Yeah, a little too much for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
A little too game show.
I agree.
There's a line.
Yeah. Right?
But he was actually a really great DJ, a radio host.
Oh, was
he? Interviews he has done, he kept every interview he ever had.
Well, I read that he did one of the first interviews with Elvis.
Oh, they were like real buddy buddies.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he ride the Zippin' Pippin'?
No, I didn't say that, but didn't Elvis introduce him to his wife?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Never heard that story, but it could be true.
I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, Priscilla was always kind of cool.
No. Whatever. He did. There's something there with Elvis. You're right. Those two were.
But they did the first TV interview, I think.
Those two names, I don't put those two together.
Not at all. Not even the slightest bit. Yeah. Todd, I don't remember that game. Which one was it? Was it not Match Game?
No. It wasn't
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe. Yeah, that wasn't one of my favorites.
No, he was
Match
a little,
Game was...
Yeah, I agree with Todd. He was right, over the top.
The Price is Right and Match teeth. Game were great.
Yes.
Todd?
Oh, Match Game was tops.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's different types of games. Like Password, there's a skill, right? There's a skill with Pyramid. Jeopardy, you've got to be smart.
Oh, yeah.
And the Match Game was
just
the fun.
Screw around.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Cocktails between.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, man. The world needs a new Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a great. Then you always felt bad, though, when they'd bring on somebody that, like, I remember one time they had George Foreman on. Back before George Foreman became lovable George Foreman, where he's still a boxer.
Kind of embarrassed him a
little bit. Yeah. And it's like. You know, all these people are there. They're all pros, funny, comedian. And it's then you got this guy trying to read off his joke. It's like, oh. You know, everybody tries to feel nice for him. But according to Google, Wink Martindale, who helped arrange Elvis Presley's first radio interview after Presley's debut record, That's All Right, was played on WHBQ in Memphis. There you go.
That was the connection right there.
And that's where the Zippin' Pippin's from.
Do you know anybody that actually, like, when you bought that or did whatever, did you talk to anybody that actually knew, like personally knew Elvis?
That's a good question. Boy, a lot of people knew someone.
Knew a guy who knew a guy. But anybody, you could sit and talk to where he could say, one time Elvis and
right,
I.
Right, and he would come here and, right, no, but. Nope. Not first person.
Because, you know, I like that. Because you know who I talked to one time? We had him on the TV show I used to do at 26, I think, whatever. He had been a drummer for Johnny Cash.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember, he came to town to perform, but whatever. But anyway, I talked to him. What's the, you know, Johnny, he said, I'll tell you what, he said, all the things with his drinking and drugging and all that stuff, he said, minus that, about 90%, going fishing on his off days and going to little towns and little stores and just talking to people, that would be, you know, he said with that movie, they made it look like that was his whole life. He said, Johnny Cash loved to go fishing. Yeah. He said, we'd go on the roads to take care of a fishing pole and we'd go on the bus and he'd want to check out this stream and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are two sides to this sometimes.
I met Elvis Presley's drummer.
Oh!
And I talked to him.
Well, then you did. Then you met somebody that worked directly with him.
And I was really impressed. Like, I'm not big on some of that stuff, but I have a couple autographs. That's one of them. I did.
Oh, that's cool. So
which drummer? DJ Fontana or Ronnie Tutt?
Wow. I'd have to go look at the shirt.
You know your
stuff. I don't know.
Probably Fontana, but yeah.
And I said, what kind of guy was he? Because, you know, and he just said.
Same thing I was asking my guy, yeah.
Just didn't want any hassles, just nothing. He wanted to come out and he just didn't. He just said it like that. He just didn't want any hassles, wanted to come out on stage, didn't just
do his thing.
Just do his thing. Just didn't want any, no hassles, no nothing. And I had him sign a Zip and Pippin shirt. So I've got it.
I think that's cool. I really do.
So that was it. I don't know what his name was. He was a super nice guy, too. I just want to say he wasn't like, you know.
Who were the big time? When you worked at the Carlton, who were like the big timers? Who acted? I think you told me Diana Warwick. Dionne Warwick one time, but like where it's like, okay, what am I doing in this ho-dunk town in the middle of January? And
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, okay.
There's another one.
All right.
But some people, I just want to say there's some people that just were so, you know, really, really nice people too. Milton Berle, like I told you, and Rodney Dangerfield.
I'll tell you, I will say this. So Todd and I have seen people at the exact opposite sort of thing than you did. You saw them when they were the star. There's a spotlight. Hello, Green Bay. How are you doing? Hey, I'm here. Okay, you said Todd in early morning radio when we'd get those people and you'd see them at 6:30, Todd, after different. I remember one time I walked in, we're back at Midwest, and I walked in and somebody had brought in a big thing of, a friend of ours used to bring big things of chocolate. Remember those big milk chocolate things? He was a distributor for chocolate. You know, I'll tell you. But anyway, so he'd bring me these big hunks of chocolate. So I'd put them in the break room, Todd, at the radio station.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean. And walk in, here's this lady, this blonde lady. She's got this. She's like. And she's got like the knife in there and she's got like another thing because she couldn't break off a piece. And she was so desperate. I'm going to piece this damn chocolate. I'm like, who's there? You know what I mean? She was there for a while. Lynn Anderson. Remember Lynn Anderson?
You know, she had some drinking problems, too.
I know. I'm not saying that.
No. But that is the case.
I want to say she passed away within about a year or two later.
Oh, really?
Not really. But it's just like, Rose Garden, I mean, I could see your album sitting
that
on our stereo.
Was one of the biggest hits ever here in America and abroad. She had a number one hit in like every country in the world.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. So it's just funny seeing her big face, beautiful, not big face, I didn't mean it that way. But I mean her, her the album cover was basically just her face.
Yep.
And here I walk in, here's.
She's chipping away.
Just chipping away. It's just nightmare pounding. I need a piece of chocolate. I need a piece of chocolate. And somebody give me a piece of damn chocolate. So we saw them at that part of the day versus yours.
I saw them between shows a lot, right? Rehearsal?
Yeah.
Before they started. And then we'd always see between shows. How do you like it? Because we did the lighting and sound. And they liked us, too. I mean, our job was to help them look really good. So, yeah, they were super nice. And they liked the lighting guys. And we're nobody.
I know, that's right. But, I mean, you saw them at that point.
Right,
you know,
I did. They were on their way up or at their peak. Yeah.
Got another text.
But this guy was great. Bobby Vinton was super nice to us.
You got a thing. I remember the first time Kenny Chesney concert at Lambeau and Uncle Cracker turned around and asked his band member what town they were playing.
You know, that's, come on.
But you know what? Though? I had Uncle Cracker in my studio that morning. Or the morning before, and he's from Detroit, and we talked Tigers baseball and Lions the whole time.
This guy was this is a great song. That people love this. Yeah. Man,
I hate this stuff so much.
Oh, come on. And I saw this guy, he was there for 8 days, so I saw him sing this 16 times.
To call my own.
Another reason why I hate it.
That's why I'm lonely.
People would break out in applause. That was awesome.
For me?
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt Nair on Air.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lawmakers are talking about some of the most aggressive reforms in energy legislation the state's seen in a while. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And why is agriculture paying attention to it? Because farmland preservation is a part of the conversation and taking a new approach to wind and solar siting. State Representative Travis Trennell chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee and explains why he's planning for the future with this legislation.
Simply put, the way we did it, we said, if you're going to build this stuff on the best land, for every 1 acre for these large projects that you're going to use, you have to buy an agriculture conservation easement on 4 other acres. So essentially what you're doing is you're protecting 80% of the best farmland in the state. And if you go down to maybe some of the land that's not the greatest but still pretty darn good, we lowered the ratio from 4-1 to 2-1.
State Representative Travis Trannell talking about the Wisconsin Energy Reform Act of 2025. He's hoping the farmland preservation provision within that legislation around utilities will hopefully allow utilities to site renewable energy projects only with approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
It was announced this week the Wisconsin Cranberry Board has invested more than $377,000 in 2025 grant funding. That follows a strong 2024 harvest of 6.1 million barrels. That means Wisconsin's remained the national leader in cranberry production for the 30th consecutive year. More in a moment.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Another quick reminder, Alice in Dairyland finale tickets are available online now. Crawford County hosting the big event for the first time, May 15th through the 17th. You can learn more about the finale details and get those tickets online, aliceindairyland.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 30.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy Award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Can just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May, and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, that's we got some time. And now we, you know, going to the office every day, seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits, and it's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th. The next chancellor of UW-Oshkosh will be Dr. Manohar Singh. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents announced his selection yesterday. Singh is the current interim president of Western Connecticut State University and will begin his new position with UWO on July 1st. Singh replaces Andrew Levitt, who will return to UWO as a chemistry teacher after a year away at another university. State lawmakers are proposing bipartisan legislation aimed at addressing the housing shortage, specifically in rural areas of Wisconsin. The bill's meant to incentivize developers to build housing projects in rural areas through tax credits and raising the lending limits for low-interest loan programs established last year. The tax credit bill would direct the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to give 35% of its annual credits to housing developments in rural areas and loosen financing restrictions on those projects. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, 1100 AM, 1590 AM, Civic Media app worldwide. 33 degrees in downtown Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in downtown Oshkosh. Forecast today, sunny with a high in the low 50s. Today, as we mentioned, is Librarian Day. It is Banana Day. Oh my gosh. Did you guys see 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Sunday? Did you see that thing about the banana, Savannah Banana baseball team?
Yeah.
That is like the hottest thing in the country.
Entrepreneur of the year, right? That guy's unbelievable.
He's selling out major, like a major league team that'll get like 8,000 people. They're getting like 45,000 people at their games.
Right. That's incredible what he has done.
Have you seen that, Todd?
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks like a lot of fun.
No question. I mean, Fenway Park, they sold out every major league venue, including some NFL stadiums, are sold out.
Yeah.
That one guy plays on stilts, yeah. Like 20 feet, and he plays. He bats and everything.
And he, what was he doing? Some construction.
Construction.
And it's a little bit Harlem Globetrotters, right? They kind of know who they're playing, and entertaining. And I get a kick out of, you know, how athletic they are, right? Doing the flip and catching the ball, and people, obviously, they love it. I mean, they're buying their tickets early. They're getting there early.
Well, and like the guy said, they look for really, really, really good baseball players.
Those guys are
and they teach them the other stuff.
And that was pretty cool when they interviewed the players in there. Those guys all got hurt along, not injured.
But they're still just like, all have their dreams.
Right. Their dreams got hurt. That's what I meant. And they're kind of digging this, signing autographs.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're getting paid. They didn't really talk salaries, but.
The ladies are going crazy over those guys, too, in all these cities.
Yeah, they.
I don't know if anybody, did anybody else out there see that? The Savannah Bananas.
And that guy has got to be making, you know, he's turning away investors because he wants to call the shots.
Take 50 cents from every ticket they're selling this summer and put that in your pocket.
Merchandise that he's doing. I was just really impressed with that. And he was really saw baseball for what it wasn't. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
and
exactly
said, hey, we can fill this void. We can fill this
and
void.
They filled, and they would video games,
right? And
see when fans would get the most bored.
Start looking
when
at the
they
watch.
Would start leaving. Yeah, yeah.
And they are sold out. All their games are sold out into June. And if you want to get on the list for tickets in any of these cities, you can do that. But they are
How'd you
sold
like that?
Out.
How'd you like that?
For the summer.
Yeah.
How can we get them in Green Bay or Appleton or Oshkosh?
That.
How can we get them to one of our venues?
How fun would that
here?
Be?
Yes.
Closest one I'm seeing right now, they're going to be in Chicago taking on firefighters.
Okay. But it's probably at like a Wrigley Field or White
it
Sox.
It says guaranteed rate field. I'm not sure where that
That's
is.
That's probably the White Sox. Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about Lambeau Field being underutilized. Can they play baseball in there?
Well, softball. Softball, because that was a big controversy when they built, at the time, Miller Park. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody out there would know a little bit more, whatever, but it seemed to me they wouldn't have had to do too much more in the design of the base of where they could have held football games. But I don't think they really can now at the Brewer Stadium. Somebody help me out on that, because it seemed like it was like, well, you
mean
know,
Lambeau. You mean Lambeau.
No. Because remember, the Packers used to play at County Stadium in Milwaukee.
Right.
So what I'm saying is there are football fields, NFL fields, that these guys are going to be playing on. Okay, these Savannah Bananas.
Right.
All right. But there had been talk at one time for like an indoor football league or different types of things being in Milwaukee. And could they hold an NFL game there even, or a college game? And they couldn't. Because they just made it a little bit too small.
Yeah.
Whereas the old County Stadium, they could. But the site, did you ever go to a football game at County Stadium?
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
Worst place I've ever been for a football game.
I was wondering if these guys could play at Lambeau. But they could definitely obviously play at...
Well, they could play at Lambeau, yes.
Okay, that would be... Because we talk about Lambeau being underutilized, right?
Yeah.
Why not T-Rat Stadium, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. What I'm saying is, if they're selling out Fenway Park...
If they could,
I understand, but I
know.
You know.
I think it'd be phenomenal.
Man. Yeah, they're fun to watch. You can see little videos of them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Incredible. Got a text here that reminds you of Bill Veeck. Disco Demolition, players wearing shorts. You can say that. The midget batter?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Remember his name?
I don't.
Eddie Goodell.
Eddie Goodell?
Eddie Goodell. Do you know what number he wore?
No, but you do.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
1/4.
Really? Now that's funny. That is something like that Savannah Banana would do.
I like it because
I would remember.
I like baseball, but it can be a little boring.
Absolutely.
Right? It goes very slow. If you're not listening to it, it's almost too much to sit and watch.
I'm going to say this. I did college baseball for a lot of years. You know, I was the announcer and thing. And in college baseball, 7 innings. That's perfect. Yeah. Seven's kind of enough.
Yeah.
And you know, I was reading a thing about an all-star game in like the 50s. 2 hours, and I think it was 22 minutes. And like either last year's or one other one was like 4 hours or so. It's like the game used to be so much faster, the game of baseball.
Right.
And I know they've done things to try to tweak it, but
But those walks when they have to touch every...
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a run. No, what do they call it? They don't call them walks if the guy gets the four...
When they have to... Every time they have to touch...
But they won't call it a walk. They call it a sprint. It's called a sprint. Yeah. Not a walk, a sprint. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, just if you bunt, you're kicked out of the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
We got to get them up here.
Yes.
Yes. We're working on that. Nikki, help us out on that.
Right.
Where's Nikki when we need her?
Oh, man.
That... She'll be right up her alley.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what we got going on. We got to get the Banana Savannahs up here. Right. Eggs Benedict Day. Big fan.
Yeah.
It seems like the kind of thing, though, it's like, I'm going to make these on Sunday at home, and they just won't taste the same. You ever have that?
Yeah, isn't that kind of a lot of work for Sunday
That's
morning?
What I mean. It seems like a lot of work.
No.
You know what I've been doing, though? Why does Todd always take a deep breath whenever I say something like that?
Because that was Jim's breath, but that was the same way.
But yeah. I can tell you, I took a little page out of your book. Did I tell you that?
Went running?
Huh?
Went running?
Bike shorts and a tank top?
No.
Kayaking?
No, I bought sardines.
Oh!
I did. I needed some protein for the salad.
Omega-3s, baby. Load up. Help make me the man I am today.
Chicken and shrimp. And I thought, I got to try something. So it was three of those cans for $5.
Yeah.
So
Yeah? Did you get the ones in the Louisiana hot sauce?
I got
those are good.
I got two of those, two mustard, and two just in the regular.
Nice. So, look at you.
I did. I was going to tell you that.
You know what I feel a little bit like, though? I feel like I'm that kid that you hang around with, and then all of a sudden your mom finds a pack of smokes in your drawer. It's like, who are you hanging around with? You know what I mean? It's like I'm changing you a little bit. No, that happens. I got to be honest. People could tell you, hang around with me. Yeah. Come to the dark side a little bit.
Did John Minow?
Yeah. Are you hanging out with that Minow boy again?
That's all right. I would rather grill chicken or shrimp and put that on there. But
But they're great for you. People,
they are.
They're great for you.
I'm reading the back. So
yes.
Anyway.
Today was also Save the Elephant Day. All right. Did you see that thing? Was it elephants in Los Angeles?
With the earthquake?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see that, Todd?
Elephants are awesome.
So the earthquake starts the other day. The mama elephants.
Bunch of them.
They grab all their calves and pull them all together.
Mm-hmm.
To save them, isn't that? I mean, you talk about Mother Nature. It's so cool, you know.
And then, and then they show another thing where the lady just grabs her kid from the crib. I mean, it's just it's like the analogy is like right there.
Exactly.
The mothers are unbelievable when it comes to.
Yep. Yeah. It's wear pajamas to work day. Okay, you know what?
Here we are.
Yeah, but whoever invented
the only one who did it was Ryan.
I mean, I'm talking to him. A little upset he didn't consult with me before buying his brand new car. Wow. I thought it was like an uncle. I thought it was like your favorite uncle. I don't even know you anymore. So anyway, you go to a store on a Sunday morning, Saturday morning.
I know.
What percentage of the people in that store are walking around in the exact same thing they slept in? Because I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, me.
No way.
When you wear sweatpants to bed, you don't wear them again the next morning when you go to the store?
I don't wear them to bed, but I would not. No, I would never. No. I think that is no.
Are you serious?
Serious. Never. No.
What's it? You wearing Nike or Adidas or whomever? I mean, they can be $60 for these. And when I say sweatpants, I mean, not like the old fashioned.
That's different. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about pajamas to.
What I'm saying is, though, you can sleep in them and nobody would know it. You could still go to the store the next day and nobody knows if you're just coming from the Y and working out or if you just woke up.
Whatever.
I still wouldn't.
I'm serious.
I wouldn't.
Are you serious?
I would not go.
Really?
I wouldn't know. No, I would I'd put some jeans on or a fresh pair of
sweats on. That's what I would do. I'd put on a fresh pair of sweats. That's what I would do.
What's the difference? Who's going to know the difference if you slept in those?
I don't care who knows.
Nobody's
going to
know.
I do.
And there wouldn't be a little bit of going on there?
No.
No?
No.
Crisp and clean,
but
huh?
Don't you feel
quick pull?
Jeez.
Quick pull?
All right.
Would you wear your...
Quick pull. On a Saturday or Sunday morning?
Ask the question right. Would you go...
On a weekend.
Would you wear the clothes you slept in to...
A store. On a Saturday or Sunday morning?
Well, yeah.
Have you done that? Yes or no?
Well, No. Okay. Would you wear, because if we wear sweatpants, sure. I mean, because first of all, I don't sleep in sweatpants, but if I did, I would change and put a different pair of sweats on. I wouldn't wear the same pants to, no.
That's fine. You're the no. I'm the yes. Todd?
Okay. I would say no.
No? Okay.
No for me.
Ryan?
Okay. Ryan? You don't count.
Nice to know.
We just got a text. Jim needs to drop his pajamas off at the dry cleaners.
I don't do that. That I wash. I wash those. Jeez.
Yes. Well, help us out. How do they text us, Todd?
Yeah. Got to download the Civic Media app. And once you do that, choose WISS or WGBW.
Okay. The question is, the clothes you slept in, would you wear to the store? Wake up and go to the store.
Have you ever done
clothes?
That? Yes. Yes.
John, that's you. You're listening to us right now.
Oh, is that? Oh,
that's you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yep, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
John.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I was wondering who that was.
A couple more quick texts coming in.
Go ahead, Todd. Give it to us.
Wearing sweatpants in public is just another way of saying that you gave up in life. Okay. Here's another one.
Yes.
Ed Gein used to do that.
Okay.
Over sweats. Yes. Over sweats.
Oh, clothes over sweats. Okay.
Not sure how that goes.
Yeah, that's winter. Yeah. No, that's snow blowing.
So far, I'm winning. Back after this.
finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
My melody of love. La, 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 la. My melody of love.
Why is your intern messing with our display over there? Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good looking Wednesday morning. 33 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh, high in the lower 50s today. Sunny skies. Hopefully that wind won't be too bad. Happy birthday, Martin Lawrence is 60. Turned out a little weird, huh, Todd? A
little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Early days. Hello, Mr. Officer Carlson. How are you, sir?
Shining his bright lights in our window.
My stomach doesn't do a flip-flop when I see a cop light come through my window at all. Thanks for that, Craig. Okay. All right, I'm back. Would you wear the clothes you slept into the store on a Saturday or Sunday morning? Yes or no?
Here we
text
go.
This, Mino. No, Tina. Hell yes, I've done it. Hell yes, I'll continue to do it, says Todd. Officer Craig says, I'm wearing sweats right now in my patrol car. Nobody knows it. Nobody even knows.
Okay, let's go with the...
Okay, we're close. 60-40, 60 no, 40 yes. Yeah, just saying.
Okay, it's early.
Michael says, no way, you would stink.
Yes, yeah, see, there you go.
Thank you, Michael. That's what I'm thinking, too.
That's what a lot of people are thinking.
Got text here. If John keeps calling them the Banana Savannas, they'll never come here. What's their name?
Savannah Bananas.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm telling you, I agree. That would be worth sending a letter to that guy.
Now after being on 60 Minutes, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
We're not the only ones.
Exactly.
And then
I had never heard of them before that.
Yeah.
But somebody else could do that now, right? There could be a whole league of these kind of teams.
Wouldn't that be great to get him here and then donate some of the proceeds to our two charities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's one of those things where I think they're getting such big venues now that we might have missed the boat.
We'll secure the venue.
What do you mean? No, but I mean if the Cubs are getting them to play Wrigley Field and selling out, will they come to
Jim's saying he's gonna get him. You're gonna get him for Lambeau.
We're gonna work with the stadium.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
The city of Green Bay.
Okay.
And the Packers.
Got it.
We know all three of those entities.
Got it.
Quick poll. Who thinks this is going to come off? Anybody? Anyone? Bueller?
Ryan?
Quick poll.
Oh, he's sick. I was talking to his cousin's brother who had 21 flavors. Absolutely not, says Sarah. If you do, you are the only smelly person in the store.
Okay.
You don't know what stores I go to.
Can I report on the poll?
Yeah.
Would you wear the clothes you slept into the store? Yes, 15%, 15%, no, 85%. Now,
what do you people do at night?
That's the Green Bay I know.
You sit in a sauna?
That's the Oshkosh I know. That's the Appleton I know. Right there. 15.
Okay, Upers only.
That's the 15.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking Menominee. I'm not even talking border towns here.
No, we're up there.
Deep, right. Dark part of the UP.
Right. New guy.
That's all I want. Yes.
Okay, that would be the 85, but we're doing our listening.
I'm reducing it to the patched location in Nagani.
So, okay, I'm going to throw a caveat in here. Okay, Jim, would you wear what you wore to bed? Let's say you're just going to go to the drive-thru and pick up some coffee or something.
Yeah.
Would you do it then? This has nothing to do with the poll. Yeah, I don't know if I would do that even.
No.
It's... Why do you think the stuff is advertised as uni wear now? It's not just to work out. It's not just to go to their kids' soccer games with. It's to lounge in if you happen to fall asleep and you have to get up early the next morning to go buy some eggs. You can do that.
I don't do it for the people I'm going to see. I just do it feel good, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how you were brought up.
No, we do. We do know.
I would be fine. I am fine with it. No?
I have... Okay.
Because I will say... Let me say where this came from.
Do you sleep with a t-shirt on?
Yes.
Okay, so do I. I have a bunch of t-shirts folded, right, in my closet.
Yeah.
I take one off and put another one on.
Okay. I'm just saying this, though.
I would not wear the same one.
Like when I was on the road all the time with basketball, and you're in those hotels, guys live in their sweatsuits. And I did that too. You just kind of live in your sweatsuit. You know what I mean? Live in your whatever. Okay. So I think that's where part of it came from.
Maybe.
Nancy says, no, please change before you go to the store.
Right.
And put on a belt too, Mino. We all know that story.
Yeah, we know that story. Pants falling down the aisle. Get this guy some help.
Three bottles of liquor in one hand and his belt loop right. in the other. Did you have slippers on that morning, too?
Then they get home.
Flip-flops.
Then they get home. This city is really going downhill. Yeah,
that's right.
When I was doing that morning, who's the one that caused problems? You think I'm bad because I was at that... Remember I told you that story, the altercation the guy had with me then?
Yes. Look at this poll. 5, yes. No, 95. There you go.
My mother would never approve of going out with my pajamas on, Dave.
Dave, I grew up in the same house. Okay. I think this is settled.
I know what this means.
So do I.
We don't have a lot of athletes that listen.
No, we got a classy audience. That's what we have.
Rest my case.
All right. We're going to.
All right, we'll move on.
All right.
So we got Mary Rohde coming up, VP of Marketing Community. Oh, Mary's here. And she's going to ask us to do something that we're going to tell her before she even comes on. No.
What? No, she's going to enlighten us.
You know what she wants us to do? One thing in the world we will not do. There's only one thing pretty much we won't do.
What does she want us to do?
Dunk tanks.
Oh, yeah, no. Those are in our rearview mirror.
Only if I can wear the same clothes I slept in.
Okay, no.
Rule.
That water, dirty water.
No, that'd be a toss-up for me. No.
All right, back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge is giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove it is working to return a man wrongly deported to prison back to the United States. There was a court order barring Kilmar Albrego Garcia from being sent to El Salvador, but he was sent there anyway. Dow futures once again pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. A teenage suspect now in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
17-year-old Tracy Haynes was booked into jail before midnight to face a charge called aggravated assault mass shooting. Like the suspect, the four victims are all boys and they are all expected to recover. Bond for Tracy Haynes was set at $600,000.
Gaza's Hamas-run government media office is warning in a statement that the Strip is entering a phase of complete humanitarian collapse as Israel continues to bar the entry of aid. The statement comes after Israel said ground troops will stay in Gaza indefinitely. This is ABC News.